Your Daily Devo for March 19th, 2026, titled God Can Do the Impossible. Written by Nate Kingsbury. Read by Marie Drasik. So when we could stand it no longer, we sent Timothy, who is our brother and co-worker in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. When I was 7 years old, I was going deaf in my right ear from a hole in my eardrum. At church camp, a group of ministers anointed me with oil and began to pray over me. As they were praying, I felt complete healing in my right ear and felt my hearing was being restored by the Lord. Paul remained dedicated to his faith regardless of the trials and struggles that he and his team were up against. Paul learned to trust in God, to have faith by increasing his dependency on Jesus and believing that God would provide a way. When Paul couldn't see the possibility, the Lord made a way by sending Timothy to the Thessalonians to strengthen their faith and encourage them. This was not the way Paul desired it to be. I'm sure he was relieved to know Timothy was there, but he was hurt because he desired to be with them himself. God's plan was different than Paul's plan. God's plan may be different from ours, but his plan will still be accomplished. In our limited view, we don't see the possibilities. We see the obstacles, but miss the opportunities. Wait patiently and be ready for God to turn things around in your life. Be strong in the Lord and allow Jesus to strengthen your faith. When we can't see a way, the Lord will make a way for us. Today's action step: trust in God to provide a way when you feel there is none.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.